Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
And we are getting started with our lesson called Getting Started. Okay, as you can see here, there is a sentence that says, things to think about before starting your own business. So we will enjoy a conversation between Uncle Bob and Ben in today's lesson, and they're talking about starting a business. So my question for you is, what is the first step for starting a business? Carolyn?
Well, you might want to make sure that you have enough money to start a business, because starting a new business can be very expensive.
All right. What about you, Nathaniel? What's the first step?
Well, I think it's important to know what your community might need or want. Find a desire that your community has, and then you can start a business to provide that.
All right, you need the funds, you need to know what the needs are, and I think you need to have the passion to do something. You need to be passionate about something. Well, let's see what our lesson teaches us in our first reading for today.
Getting started. Things to think about before starting your own business. Ben and Sandy Johnson have been talking about starting a business. But before they take the plunge, Ben decides to talk to his mentor, Uncle Bob.
Hey, Ben. How are things going?
Pretty well, Uncle Bob. Sandy and I are talking about starting a business. What do you think?
I think that's great. Starting a business is one of the most challenging and worthwhile things I've ever done. What kind of business are you interested in starting?
Well, I've been thinking about setting up a little company that makes smartphone apps, but we're not sure. I really don't know anything about starting a business.
It sounds like a business plan would be very advantageous for you.
Listeners, this is your Word Lady Joanna. Have you ever thought about starting a business? Today's article might help. But first, let's check out the vocabulary for today. Worthwhile. Worthwhile is an adjective. John's volunteer work is very worthwhile. Advantageous. Advantageous is an adjective. Going back to school could be advantageous to your career. Document. Document is a noun. I'll bring you the document after I print it. Strategic. Strategic is an adjective. It took all weekend, but I finally finished the strategic plan. Sounds interesting. Let's learn more.
All right, well, before the conversation between Uncle Bob and Ben started, we see a little paragraph, something at the very beginning. Ben and Sandy Johnson have been talking about starting a business. So this couple, husband and wife, Ben and Sandy, are talking about starting a business. But before they take the plunge, Ben decides to talk to his mentor, Uncle Bob. We see a little phrase there, to take the plunge. And we could talk about this, but I want to give Steve and Ken a chance to share about this phrase, take the plunge. Let's go to the information cloud right now. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
To help us understand the idiom, take the plunge, a little better, I want you all to close your eyes, extend your arms, and picture yourself at the edge of a cliff with the ocean below you. Okay?
Are we going to jump off the cliff and go into the water?
Yes, Ken, but not just yet. The cliff is pretty high, making the jump a bit risky. So think long and hard before you make that jump.
Because once I jump, I can't go back?
Exactly. Okay, Ken, you can open your eyes and put your arms down now.
So that's taking the plunge.
That's right. That's one of the main things that characterizes this idiom. When you take the plunge, you're deciding to make an important, difficult, and often risky decision.
Like starting a business, getting married, or running for political office.
Perfect. Three big decisions that should be carefully thought through and through. And, as you said, Ken, once you decide to go for it, there's no going back. Just like jumping off a cliff into the ocean.
So before taking the plunge into something, it might be a good time to practice another idiom. Look before you leap.
Good idiom. Look before you leap. That means to think carefully about what you're about to do before you do it.
一起来看两个实用的片语。Take the plunge, 字面上是跳入水中。我们可以想象站在海边的峭壁上，下面是深不见底的海洋。若是要一跃而下，那一定需要相当的勇气。因此 take the plunge 就表示下定决心，大胆地去尝试一件事。步入婚姻，事业上的投资，参加竞选都可以用 take the plunge 来形容。那因为做这件事呢，通常都需要一点的勇气。那另外一个相关的片语是 look before you leap， 字面上是跳下去之前先四处看看。这句话常常用来劝人在行动之前先深思熟虑，不要因为鲁莽而做出会让自己后悔的事。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys for taking the plunge and sharing with us about that phrase. Now getting started with our conversation between Uncle Bob and Ben. Let's see. Nathaniel, you can start this one.
Hey Ben, how are things going?
Wait. I love that. How are things going? I like your voice too, Nathaniel. How are things going is a good phrase to know. There are many different ways to greet somebody. What's another way that you could greet somebody, Carolyn?
You might say, hey, what have you been up to lately?
All right, what have you been up to lately? What's another way you could greet someone, Nathaniel?
Sometimes we just say, sup.
Sup. All right, you would read that apostrophe S-U-P, and that's short for what's up. What's up? And that makes me think, what's up and how are you are slightly different, aren't they? Do you know the difference between those two things, Nathaniel?
Well, if you're asking someone how they are, you want to get a personal answer. But what's up is like saying, what do you have going on? What have you been doing lately? They are kind of different questions.
They're a little bit different. Your response to someone when they say what's up can be what you have been doing or what you are doing right now. Your response to how are you or how are things going can be how you are doing. Oh, I'm pretty well. I'm okay. Well, let's continue with this conversation. You were Uncle Bob, so Carolyn, Ben.
All right. Pretty well, Uncle Bob. Sandy and I are talking about starting a business. What do you think?
Well, I think that's great. Starting a business is one of the most challenging and worthwhile things I've ever done.
Yes, excellent. Good. It is a worthwhile thing to talk about this word from the word bank. It is worthwhile. And if something is worthwhile, that means it's worth doing. It's worth spending the time to do. Sometimes you use the word while to mean time. So you could also say it's worth my while to do something. How would you use this word, Carolyn?
Well, I would say that it's very worthwhile to exercise because it helps your body to stay healthy. So exercising is very worthwhile.
All right, it's worthwhile to exercise. What's worthwhile for you, Nathaniel?
Well, I also think it's worthwhile to do some reading every day, especially if you can learn something from what you're reading. It's always good to have a learning attitude.
All right, a learning attitude. Do something that is a little bit challenging, but that will help you grow. Maybe you spent time on a vacation. It was a worthwhile trip, a worthwhile time away. You needed it. Well, I think we should continue this worthwhile conversation. Where were we? I think Uncle Bob.
What kind of business are you interested in starting?
Well, I've been thinking about setting up a little company that makes smartphone apps.
Ooh, I like that. Let me interrupt you for a minute. You said something I think is very nice. A smartphone. Now, this is a compound word. And what is a smartphone? Well, you probably know, or maybe even have a smartphone. It's not just a regular phone. What is different about a smartphone, Nathaniel?
Well, with a smartphone, you can do a lot more things than just call people. Of course, you can download apps like we see in this sentence, and they can do all sorts of things. You can usually get on the internet with a smartphone, and there are a lot of other options as well.
That's right, a smartphone. Okay, well, let's continue this wonderful conversation.
Right, well, but we're not sure. I really don't know anything about starting a business.
Sounds like a business plan would be very advantageous to you.
Okay, stop right there. I'm going to cut you off because there's an important word we need to talk about. It's another word bank word. Yes, it's a long word. It is advantageous. Advantageous. And this just means something that is to your benefit or to your advantage. You see that word advantage in there? Advantageous. Well, Carolyn, how could you use this word advantageous?
Well, earlier I mentioned that it was worthwhile to exercise, but exercising can also be very advantageous to your health, which means that it provides some sort of benefit to your health.
All right, advantageous to your health. Nathaniel, what about you? How else can you use that word advantageous?
Well, I think when you visit a new city, it's always very advantageous to have a map with you. So you don't get lost, you know where you're going. A map is an advantage.
It could be an advantage. It could be advantageous to do some research about a place before you go and visit that place. That way you feel like you know it a little better. Well, it would be very advantageous for us to spend some time with Michelle in the language lab. She is waiting for us right now. Hey, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点，我们来看 worthwhile 这个形容词。Worthwhile 是指值得做的，或者是值得花费时间或金钱的。例如 ，all the hard work proved worthwhile when we won the case. 当我们赢得这个案子的时候，一切的辛劳都证明是值得的。Worthwhile 跟 worth W-O-R-T-H 的用法不太一样。Worth 是指值多少价值的。例如 ,the watch is worth $2,000. 这只手表价值2000元美元。继续我们看的是 advantageous 这个形容词。advantageous 是指有利的、有益的或者是有帮助的。注意它的重音是在 TA 这个音节念成 advantageous。我们来看一个例句。It is advantageous to do market research before developing a new product. 在发展一个新的产品之前先做试调是有帮助的。
Well, we've been enjoying a conversation between Ben and Uncle Bob. Ben and his wife, Sandy, want to start a business, and Ben needs to know something more. Ben needs some advice, some tips from his Uncle Bob, his mentor, Uncle Bob. And he has some good tips. We're going to continue to find out what else they are talking about in the next part of our conversation. Here we go.
Getting started.
But I have a business plan. I just told you I'm going to make apps.
No, no, Ben. That's a business idea. A business plan is very different.
How is a business plan different from a business idea?
Well, a business plan is a written document that lays out a lot of specific information about your business.
You mean like a description of one's products?
It includes that, but there's more to it. A business plan should be a strategic outline of what you are going to do, why, and how you are going to do it.
Uncle Bob and Ben are having a pretty good conversation so far. Well, let's continue our talk about this lesson. Nathaniel, can you pick it up?
All right. I'm Ben now. Okay. But I have a business plan. I just told you I'm going to make apps.
No, 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 Ben. That's a business idea. A business plan is very different.
Oh, I want to join. I'm going to join.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'll be Ben. I'll be Ben. How is a business plan different from a business idea?
Okay, we have an interesting structure here that we want to talk about. How is a business plan different from a business idea? How is something different from something else? We use this very often. It's a very good phrase to know. What is an example of this, Carolyn?
Well, you might say, how is a pen different from a pencil? Because they're kind of similar. You use both of them to write down what you want to say. So you can say, oh, how is a pen different from a pencil? You could also say, how is a dog different from a cat? They're both animals, but what makes them different?
All right. You could also say something like, how is an orange different from a tangerine? Sometimes it looks the same on the outside. Really, it's the inside that counts. How is an orange different from a tangerine? Sometimes people ask, how is a typhoon different from a hurricane? Well, they are a little bit different, but how? You can ask this question. How is something different from someone else? Well, hey, I think we should continue the conversation, Nathaniel.
Well, I'm Uncle Bob again, right? Well, a business plan is a written document that lays out a lot of specific information about your business.
And here we have the word document, a written document to be exact. And document is one of our word bank words, so let's take a look at that. Now, when I think of a document, I think of a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
So, Gabe, how is a paper different from a document?
Well, a piece of paper is just a piece of paper. A document could have something more official written on it. You wouldn't say just writing down your thoughts is a document, but maybe something a little more official, a little more important that you could use in interaction with somebody else. Maybe someone else might see this document. So there are different kinds of documents. Some documents you should keep very safe. Some documents are about your identity. Some documents you need when you are working with the government. So you might have different kinds of documents. So, well, let's continue this conversation. Uncle Bob is actually, we have another word we want to talk about in that sentence. Uncle Bob said, a business plan is a written document that lays out a lot of specific information. So what does it mean to lay out something, Nathaniel? To lay out.
Well, if you lay out something, you give some of the details about it, you discuss it, and maybe give it some structure and organization. I think I could say that this conversation lays out some ideas of how to start a business.
That's true. It lays out some ideas of how to start a business. And this word specific, he says, lays out a lot of specific information about your business. What does that mean, Carolyn? What is specific?
Well, if you really want to get specific about it, you need to be detailed in your answer. So if you say, please be more specific, that means that you need to give more details, more examples, and be very clear in what you mean.
So where is little Johnny? Well, I saw him in the mall. Can you please be more specific? Okay, he was in this store. Can you please be more specific? Okay, he was checking out the shirts in this store. Be detailed or specific, narrowing down. Well, Nathaniel just played Uncle Bob, so then, Carolyn, I think it's your turn to be Ben.
Oh, okay, I get to be Ben. You mean like a description of one's products?
It includes that, but there's more to it. A business plan should be a strategic outline of what you are going to do, why and how you are going to do it.
All right, we have another word bank word here, a key word that we need to talk about. Strategic. Strategic is a great word to use. Strategic, if something is strategic, it is well thought out. It's a plan that we need to use that should be efficient. Can either of you come up with a sentence using this word strategic?
Well, I think of a strategy, so a plan, and when you play the game of chess, you need to be very strategic so that you can beat your opponent.
Oh man, Carolyn, I was just thinking about the game of chess. Apparently, we both like the game of chess. Maybe we both like strategies. We both like trying to be strategic. It's true, when you're playing some games, you need to have some strategic moves that will help you have the advantage. It can be advantageous for you to have strategic moves during the game of chess and other games like that.
Well, so far, have we learned much about starting a business? Have you thought about having a business idea or coming up with a business plan? These are all things that you should think about before starting a business. And right now, we're going to talk about these things in a review skit.
Hi, Uncle Bob.
Hello. Who are you?
I'm Ben. I'm your nephew.
Oh, yes.
Sandy and I are talking about starting a business.
Who's Sandy?
Sandy is my wife.
Oh, yes.
So, what do you think, Uncle Bob?
I think Sandy is nice.
No, I mean, what do you think about starting a business?
Oh, well, starting a business can be challenging.
Oh.
But worthwhile.
Oh, well, how about a company that makes smartphone apps?
That's smart.
But I don't know anything about starting a company.
First, you need a business plan. That's advantageous.
Well, my business plan is to make smartphone apps.
That's your idea? It's not a plan.
Well, what's the difference?
A plan is a written document. It lays out specific information.
Oh, like a description of products.
There's more to it than that. You need strategic outline.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Write down what you will do and why.
Oh.
Then write down how you will do it.
Oh.
Mm.
Making a business plan won't be easy.
Mm. Well, maybe you can create an app for that.
That was such a great little review skit. Now, let's go see what Michelle has waiting for us in the language lab.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 document 这个名词。Document 是指文件或公文。例如 Tina sorted all her documents in alphabetical order. Tina 按照字母顺序归档她所有的文件。或者是 the documents related to this case were categorized as classified. 跟这个案件相关的资料被归类成机密文件。最后我们看的是 strategic 这个形容词。注意它的重音在 TE 这个位置念成 strategic。Strategic 是指策略性的或策略的。例如 the strategic market planning proved to be very efficient. 这个策略性的行销计划证明非常的有效率。Strategic 也指战略上的。例如 this island's strategic position made it well known around the world. 这个岛屿战略性的位置使它闻名全球。And that's it for today's language lab.
Well, in our conversation today, Uncle Bob gave some great advice to Ben about having a business plan or a written plan for starting his business. Now, this makes me wonder, what other things might benefit from having a written plan? Nathaniel, can you think of anything that would benefit from a written plan?
Well, I think that any good teacher knows that they should have a lesson plan for every day that they teach. They should always know the subject they are teaching and maybe what order they are going to teach that in so that their students can learn the best way possible. A lesson plan is a key to an efficient classroom.
Well, I think of maybe a long vacation with a significant amount of time. You don't want to waste your time on vacation unless you just want to relax. Maybe you want to see some different places, some different sites. You could have a written plan for what you will do and when. I also think of people going on a date for the first time. You might be a little nervous, gentlemen. You might want to write out a written plan for what you will do. Or not, but that's just an idea. Carolyn, what else could benefit from a written plan?
Well, you could also make a plan for your life. Maybe, what do you want to do when you graduate? What do you want to do outside of your work? Do you have any goals or things that you want to achieve?
Lots of things can benefit from a written plan. And we're listening to a conversation between Ben and Uncle Bob. We have more for you tomorrow right here at Studio Classroom. We'll see you then.
Bye-bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain.
There! Do you hear that? His very own words.
And you stopped him sharply.
I certainly did.
And Mrs. Harper told about Joe frightening her with a firecracker. And you told about Peter and the painkiller.
Just as true as I'm alive.
And then there was a lot more talk about what happened, and about the arrangements for Sunday, and...
Wonderful,
said Aunt Polly.
Oh, but look at the time. You'll have to run to school, all of you.
Only Sid thought, but didn't say what he thought.
As long a dream as that, without any mistakes in it.
Tom arrived home from school to find an angry Aunt Polly waiting for him.
Tom! Why don't I take the skin off you?
Why? What have I done, Auntie?
You've done enough. I go over to see Mrs. Harper, and I expect to make her believe all that stuff about your dream. But she had found out from Joe that you were here that night and heard all our talk. How could you come here all the way from Jackson's Island to laugh at our troubles? You never thought about having pity for us and saving us from sorrow.
Auntie, I know now it was wrong, but I didn't come here to laugh at you that night.